I'm Nick Dorian.
And I'm Kyle Mbaha.
And we are back!
Yes!
From outer space.
Why do we always start with that now?
Because, you know, it's a bi-weekly thing. It's a bi-monthly thing now, so.
Bi-monthly. That's the word I was looking for. I initially went for fortnightly.
Fortnightly is the word.
Fortnightly is the word.
Bi-weekly is twice a week.
Oh, yes.
So bi-monthly would be twice a week. So twice a month.
Jesus.
So fortnightly and bi-monthly.
Same thing.
Fortnightly and bi-monthly. Yeah.
Bi-curious?
No.
Tri-curious? Pen?
Tri-curious.
Quadruple curious.
apparently
I'm just
tetra?
Curious about tricycles. I don't know what your point is.
Apparently it's tetra.
Tetra
is four, right?
Tetrahedron? Tetrahydron?
Isn't qua four? And
yeah,
tetra
quad.
Five?
Oh, I don't know.
Or quin five. Why
are we going to math?
Latinus.
Right, so today... Today, Malaysia finally got a special little present that came slightly early because another movie was yet again pushed back.
At first, I was annoyed because we got tickets for James Bond. And then suddenly, sorry, not James Bond.
Why? Did you ever say why?
I think I have a strong feeling the reason.
Because
we're going to talk about Shang-Chi, by the way. But I feel like the reason why they pushed Bond and pushed Shang-Chi forward, because I think the cinemas were like, this is Asia. Shang-Chi would be a bigger draw to get people to start coming back to the cinemas than Bond.
But really? But Bond is an icon.
Why did they have to push Bond all the way to November? They could have pushed Bond a week.
Spreading it out. They still have a backlog of movies that still need to be released. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. Things like Jungle Cruise and like...
But I'm like, we've waited like literally two years for
two
Bond.
2 years for Bond.
poor Daniel Craig.
And I think also because Eternals is coming out and I'm guessing we need to get Shang-Chi out of the way before we go to Eternals.
So that Shang-Chi doesn't cannibalize.
And I think there's some story shit in Shang-Chi that might, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Across it, macam tak.
Well, we'll get into that.
So
we're going to be talking about Shang-Chi because that's finally in cinemas after Black Widow came out. We're now Shang-Chi. We went, here's Black Widow for a week. And then Shang-Chi came out because they needed to get Black Widow out.
Yes.
And Black Widow, I think, is also out on Hotstars right now.
Yes. So, when it came out in the cinemas, it also came out on Hotstar.
Talk about cannibalism. No. It's only come out on Hotstar now.
I thought October 1st it came out.
Can they see my socks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
No. I think...
Prof,
no.
Can you
no.
see
I think,
my socks,
prof? I think for a few days, it was still off.
Is it?
Yeah, socks, I think maybe within this week.
My socks, prof. This one's for you, prof.
Space Invaders. Very nice.
Yes, it matches the shirt.
You're wondering why we're saying this. Bruv. It's because
Prav socks.
Made a comment.
No, these are Pac-Man, not Space Invaders. Well, they are Space Invaders. Sorry.
No, it's Pac-Man, yeah.
Yeah, Pac-Man. Yeah, anyway, so today we're talking about Shang-Chi.
Yes.
The Legend of the Ten Rings.
Or Tony Leung in The Legend of His Eyes.
He actually didn't do a lot of eye acting, la.
Hello, that sequence, the romantic Bollywood sequence.
The romantic, I fight you, but I love you. But I fight you, but I love you. I'm surprised Tony Leung isn't on the soundtrack.
He doesn't really... He doesn't really...
I mean, come on. Like, he was recording his album when he was going to call for Chungking Express. Just get one of those old tracks in.
Yeah, but he's not Andy Lau.
He's not, he's not really...
Look, the soundtrack was produced by 88 Rising, so you could have had like some rappers and Tony Leung rap the chorus.
Wow.
Or sample an old Tony Leung song for the chorus.
He's not really known. That's more of an Aaron Kwok thing. You know, 对你, I, boom. We all know that song. Come on.
But yes, after waiting... anxiously after the US got Shang-Chi.
So anxious.
For once, the US got a film before we did because of our fucking lockdown. Yeah. Now we finally fucking got it.
Back
to the good old days where...
And yeah, before we go on to that, like the whole US thing, like, hey Marvel, official Marvel Instagram, thanks for spoiling it for the rest of the world.
What did they spoil?
So,
spoilers, spoilers, spoilers,
spoilers, spoilers, spoilers, spoilers, yeah.
Before we go on, how long has it been out in cinemas?
less than a week.
What, it came out on the 30th of September. Yeah, so yeah. this is really spoiler heavy, spoilers, guys.
If you've been managing to keep away from the spoilers, that everyone else has been posting in the States.
Yeah.
Me!
Then just, unlike them, we will warn you. Spoilers.
Yeah, but Marvel flat out put a poster of Ben Kingsley as Trevor. Because, yes, I get it. It's nice to know that he's there, but at the same time, I think...
Like, it doesn't spoil the plot, but it was things that you wanted the reveal. Like, Eva
didn't know about it.
So when Trevor popped up, she honestly had no idea that Trevor was going to be in there.
And I didn't get that because I knew who it was the second you hear that voice. Yeah. I'm like, this is
Ben Kingsley. Breathing exercises.
I mean, when he goes, I knew it was going to be Trevor, even though I don't, because who else could it be?
I would have liked that reaction... As well with what Eva had, like, I would have loved it to be like, oh, holy shit. But at the same time, not only that, it kind of already spoiled at the premiere. Because at the red carpet premiere, there was Ben Kingsley with the rest of the cast. And I was like...
So I guess they were just like, look, we all know...
Trevor's in this.
Also, like, all the fantastical stuff. Because all of the trailers didn't show any fantastical creatures. Yes.
Only the dragon in the water.
Really?
Just...
In the train?
They showed that?
Because I remember... We talked about this.
Oh, no, yeah. The leg. He's like, and then ba-doom, ba-doom.
Because I thought that was Fing Fang Foom.
That was that one shot. Yeah. But, you know.
Again, I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't. So.
But the amount of fantastical creatures, which we'll get into.
Yes. I loved it.
So pretty.
Yeah.
So but pretty.
I think if there's one thing we can take away from this film is that fucking Asian representation in this film. You don't agree?
East Asian representation. East Asian, okay. Yeah. I mean, like, Asia, again, like, Asia is way bigger than China.
East Asia, yes.
Is way bigger than East Asian, okay?
Because, like, I mean, come on, for the longest time, people thought Asian was just India.
Again, it also depends. It also depends on which continent you're on. Like, America, you know, for me, again, it goes back to the, if you're British, you think Asia, you think Asian, I say Asian, you think
Pakistani, Southern. Indian, Bangladeshi, all of those.
Yeah, but if you're American, then you go Asian, then you go like, oh, they're, you know, the chinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it because I'm one of them. Shut up, bitch.
She's taking it back.
But... Yeah, the fact that we open up with a whole scene in Mandarin.
No. Okay, like, macam, kalau dia buka, and then dia Chinese, dia Mandarin. Aku dalam cinema, like, macam, horns up. Like, macam, yeah!
Because I'm like, holy shit.
They're going to do the VO in the original language. And it's going to be like, thousand of years ago. Yeah,
yeah, no, I was yeah, like, oh, yeah, they did that.
Spot on Mandarin. I'm like...
When the moon come down.
And I was like really endeavoring to like not read the English subtitles. Like, I'm a contra on the image.
The English and Malay subtitles are all combined together. It's like, oh look, there are words over Tony Leung's nose.
But I mean, you get Tony Leung.
Tony Leung like, hodum!
Foosh!
Sorry. I knew this is your film. You are the main character.
Yes.
But you're dead.
We are very looking forward to the futures. No worries. We're very looking forward to the futures. Yes. Okay? We're very looking forward to Aquafina in the futures.
I found interesting, like, Eva was saying, like, after we finished the movie, she was like, Simu really pops when he's fighting.
Yeah.
But in the dialogue scenes, he seems very, like, there isn't as much presence as when he starts punching and kicking.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that's when the character came out. And I was thinking, like, maybe that was the direction. Like, he's supposed to be, you know, like, I don't want to fight you.
Especially in the beginning. Because he wants to hide his origins, right? Yes. Like, he doesn't want people to know who he, like...
But a valet driver.
I mean, their driving skills, Aquafina's driving skills came into play in the beginning of them. Like, you know, after the whole, like, flashback sequence and the, we set up a movie for you nice in Mandarin, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
So
yes.
Tony Leung, the story, for thousands of years, has just been fucking with people.
Yeah.
And then
with
these
10 rings here that no, don't know where come from one.
Yeah, the 10 rings never really got explained.
Yeah. Because they're like, you know,
a given. Here's
a thousand
10 rings.
Years ago. Dude found these rings.
Some people say alien. Some people say legend. Some people say magic. Some people say meteorite. So don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know.
But I say it is AliExpress.
Well, either way, Tony Leung is magnificent.
We all know that. as East Asians, I think we all knew Tony Leung was magnificent. But now Hollywood is slowly discovering the magnificence that
catch
is
up, bitch!
Tony Leung. But yeah, so he was fucking with people, and then he wanted to find Ta Long. And when he found Ta Long,
he found the entrance to Ta Long. Yeah. And then
the bamboo
forest.
Oh my god, the bamboo forest.
I'm gonna eat you.
I'm gonna destroy everything in your path. In 1997, very, very, very awesome. Very, very interesting year in Chinese history, 1997.
Separation of Hong Kong. And then it was about to eat the car, and then Tony Leung did his power jump. Yeah. I'm out of the car, but the other two, fuck you.
Bro, I was my like, jump.
I'm dressing all white, but I got no dirt because I am Tony Leung.
Because dirt, don't touch me. Dirt, do not dare touch me, man.
Push leaf that
That's
way.
A good point. He fought in the jungle all with white. Mud, not a single piece of dirt or mud on him, even in the water.
And then it was almost like the macam, the obligatory, you wearing white, huh, ma? Okay, la, water for you, ah.
But still going to remain so clean.
And then by the fountain.
By the water feature. At the beginning, at the end of the bamboo forest.
It's a very classically beautiful, like, 80s Hong Kong star looking.
Yes. Yes.
I was like, wow.
Tai Chi and Qigong Yu out of your, okay, like some, okay, like those moves, man. Like,
yeah.
When she basically commands the wind and you go like, damn.
You know, there's some people that are like, Avatar.
Fuck's sake.
The last airbender.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, it actually occurred to me. Because to me, it's Qigong, right? To me,
yeah,
it's
yeah, an Asian exactly,
person.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
exactly,
which is,
because we're looking at it from that perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, which
but
is,
for the Western
you know,
side...
There's some people are going to be like, whoa, is this where it comes from?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, child.
So he finally met his match and was like, I will fall in love with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we will do slow motion looking at each other.
He shows up with a tiffin there. I'm like, ah!
No, I'm sorry, but like I said, that fight sequence with the slow motion... Wind in the background, flowing hair.
It's like I will
look at you while you look at me, and then whoppa.
Which is that one? House of Flying Daggers? No. It's where is the one with the bamboo one? The bamboo forest.
Crouching Tiger.
The bamboo one was Flying Daggers.
Oh, is it?
No.
Wasn't
no.
that
Crouching
also
Tiger
bamboo
also.
In Crouching Tiger?
The
as
one,
well?
The one where like they step on the bamboo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And then they were balancing on the bamboo. Oh. That was
like,
Crouching Tiger.
The tip of the bamboo, and then okay. bend, and then
yeah, 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 yeah. Fuck
and it. Hero as well. Like, bamboo's just...
I think it's a Zhang Yimou thing, yeah. You know what I mean?
So, which woman decided to be like, I am going to relinquish my rings because of my one true love.
Yes.
And I will have babies.
And she will relinquish her magics also.
Yes.
Magical kingdom.
Yeah, and we will live together happily and have two children.
And then she die.
We will have Dance Dance Revolution nights.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god, yes.
That was the
yes.
most cutest thing ever.
Like, I'm sorry. That to me was like, there's so many things that I'm like, this is true Asian right here. Dance Dance fucking Revolution was one of
at
them.
Home.
At home, no less. I'm like, I actually, in the cinemas when they came out, I was like, yes. And I was like, okay. Because I'm like, that's such an Asian thing.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, how is Tony Leung not stealing the movie? You know, you get flashes of so many different Hong Kong films with all his scenes. Like, wow, this one like that one, this one like that one. Oh my God. Look, he's looking at her with those eyes that he has looked at, you know,
Maggie
so
Chung.
Many. Maggie Chung and Anita
Fei Wong.
And
yeah. And then... Wow. And then, you know,
the only
like,
thing missing was he did not smoke a single cigarette by the window.
Ah.
Because yeah. Marvel Mark.
Because Marvel Mark.
But he's a bad guy.
America.
Can smoke what?
But
still Marvel Mark.
He's still father figure, low.
Yeah.
But
he's still father figure.
And he's not that bad.
He's not that bad.
He's just misguided.
He's
and
just influenced
not,
by bad
I would
things.
Have loved, he's there like after the wife dies, smoking cigarette by the window. And then you get Wong Kar Wai to have one camera. Just walk past the window like.
And then Duff.
Hey, open the window like you're smoking. And then walk past.
No, Duff is John Woo.
John Woo, Charlie Fire.
Sorry.
Different one.
See? Actually, if this movie was made 15, 20 years ago, that role would have been Charlie Fire, wouldn't it? Back when he was working in Hollywood.
Would have been
maybe.
Andy Lau.
Andy Lau. No, Andy Lau doesn't want to.
Oh, is it like, we're talking about the father or Shang-Chi?
Father.
Our father might have been,
Chow Yun-fat. Because that was their go-to.
It could still be Chow Yun-fat actually in this day if he wanted it. I'm sure.
For the father
he's
role.
He's chilling though.
He's chilling. He's chilling, hiking in Hong Kong every day, taking pictures with random people on his hikes.
Because I don't think it would have been Jet Li.
No. No. Jet Li.
Not for the dad.
No, Jet Li took Mulan.
Jet Li is too like straight. Like as in like yeah. he's too yeah. he's too what is it called? Lawfully good. He's too lawfully good to be this character. This has to be a
America football.
Either lawful evil. This is like
wrong.
Yes. Yes.
why did he suddenly scream that?
Did you do that? What about Andy Lau?
Of course, but he doesn't want to work in Hollywood. Andy Lau could have done it.
Yeah. He's the one. He don't want to suck your ass.
He would have done it more sexier.
Yeah.
Like less of, you know, like Tony Leung has that I want to fall in love with this guy kind of vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Andy
and also,
Lau would have been like, I want him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like. As like Tony Leung has that role run, kind of like that romance, like still that romance. Yes. Like you can actually see him as like a proper nurturing father figure. Andy Lau is just pure sex, man.
Okay,
that man is pure sex.
He would have neglected his child to go off and sleep with other people.
Sammo Hung. It would be a different vibe.
Yeah.
I think he would be meaner.
Maybe, but Sammo Hung could actually replace Benedict Wong as Wong.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Easily.
Yes.
No, you know why? Because Benedict Wong has that British comedic timing. It'd be different.
Yeah, it's Hong Kong.
It would be more martial law. Oh my god, martial law.
Oh my god.
But could still work. Yeah.
So, anyway,
let's get to Simu. Come on, let's go to Simu.
Simu's mom gives him the with this necklace, you will always find your way home.
Which magically expanded in his adulthood. I'm sorry, but as a kid, that pendant was fairly tight here.
He got a new chain.
That still looked like the same chain.
He got a new chain.
Okay.
Really? You're going to bitch about that? Think
about that.
It was 15 years ago.
there were a lot of things to actually nitpick about this movie.
At some point,
really
I'll be like, hey buddy, do you want to get a new chain for your necklace? Yeah, I think I should.
No, I'm a choke. But yes, then we find out Simu Liu's Shang-Chi is a valet driver.
Yes, he has a postcard of a dragon.
Oh, a dragon sent to him from this mysterious address
from
in
Macau.
Yeah. Then Awkwafina decides to take a car.
Joyride.
And then Awkwafina, man.
Go meet friends. And I like that they're buddies.
Yes.
Are they actually just buddies?
Yeah.
No, they are just buddies. No.
I think they're going to keep them as buddies.
Oh.
I
think because they also said like they wanted them to be kept as buddies.
Okay.
Because I was so afraid that they were going to turn it into something else, and I'm like, please.
And also, it's nice because you have like the grandma going like, when are you two going to get married?
I love that.
I love it. Yes.
Hey, come in and have some joe. I'm like, okay. And then come in here to mooch our breakfast again. I'm like, hi, wei po. Yeah. I also love the intermingling of like English and Mandarin, which is what we do.
I love it. I fucking love it. I'm like.
Asian Americans represent.
What the fuck happened with Crazy Rich Asians?
Why?
Because
at that
point, Crazy Rich Asians was like, oh my god, look at our Asian representation. And now I'm looking at it going, the fuck is this?
No, like, that's their rich Asian representation.
Are you telling
me that those aren't rich Asians?
Have you not
you
seen
met rich Asians?
Have you not seen that Singapore social like reality TV show?
No, I have not.
I saw
Singapore Sling or something.
No. Ugh. And like because someone told me they're so actually deep down inside they're so relatable and I'm like
fuck off.
Sure. Anyway, yeah. But even when Crazy Rich Asians came out, there was already a huge outcry saying this is not very representative of actual Asian people because it is. But then again, it's also all in the title, right?
Crazy Rich Asians.
So it's just representing crazy rich Asians. Which, like, actually, Asian society as a whole is just a galinter. It's a galinter.
But you know, family living above shop lot. Correct. What?
Yeah.
I mean, I loved all the scenes that they have in like Chinatown, like people setting up. And
I'm sorry, the fact that they had a close up of Shang-Chi taking off his shoes before entering the house. I'm like, that was on purpose.
And the
I'm like, yes.
And the shoe rack filled with shoes.
Yes.
I did find it a bit pandering, though.
Yeah. Well, I guess it is.
I mean, I would have liked it if it was just a wide shot and you see the motion, so that all the Asians know exactly what he's doing. But it's like, hey, look. Remember the shoe rack?
Yes. And
and of course, if it was a Malay household, no shoe rack, but spa hajuk.
But it's the little things. It's the little things calling out to like all the Asian people in the world.
Yeah. And then,
like, pretty quickly after the, you know, like,
although can we
go
can
work, meet friends, go karaoke because you should.
Oh my god, karaoke, the karaoke scene.
I love it. Like, macam, like they go and they talk about, yeah, you know, you guys have potential, you know, like you guys don't apply yourselves. Every single Asian person has heard that before.
Yes. And the fact that when they were leading up to like The Night Is Still Young or whatnot, like every other film would be like cut to clubbing scene or drinking scene. Fuck that. Karaoke.
Like, you know, like, you know, got Red Box in San Francisco.
Of course,
got confirmed. Got la.
No. But then, like, no, I love also like how they would do like, oh, you know, like, you know, oh, you're gonna early shift tomorrow, or
karaoke.
Yeah, and one thing I enjoyed that it was karaoke. But one thing I always laugh when it's always a karaoke scene, like in a Western movie, is like their karaoke videos.
Oh yeah,
it's just the lyrics. I'm like, you guys are missing out.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, you need the
the random stock footage.
You guys need to import some Asian karaoke videos.
A lonely girl walking in a field
for no reason.
like nothing to do with the song whatsoever. Yeah. If you're lucky, you get the lyrics superimposed onto the music video. But if not, more than likely you're not. And you just get the words.
A field of sheep. What has this got to do with tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree?
Nothing at all. But it's there.
Yes.
Oh, the best is because my parents were early adopters of karaoke. So we had a karaoke system. That's why I hate karaoke.
Oh, no. Because
I was a karaoke engineer.
Wait, you were a karaoke engineer?
I was the guy to set up the system. Set up the VCR, forward to the tracks that they wanted.
Yeah, Allah, really?
Yeah, so that's why I fucking hate karaoke.
Oh, no.
Because I'm like,
can we change your karaoke experience?
No.
Okay.
But the Malay karaoke videos. Oh. Alangka best.
There is an entire movie about that.
There was
starring Bob Zahir Azim.
There was one where it's like, why is number one? Why is Pudu Station area so empty? Did you shoot this during like Chinese New Year or something? And it's just a guy and a girl looking longingly at each other at the Maybank building. Aku kat Pudu, dia kat Maybank. Sekarang aku kat Maybank, dia dekat CM. Aku kat CM, dia kat Chinatown. I'm like, what is happening? What has this got to do with Suci Dalam Debu?
It's amazing. Yeah, there was an independent film. I can't remember who made it. I think it was someone, Daryl.
What was it called?
Karaoke? I'm not sure. I have to Google Zahiril Azim's filmography.
Oh, okay. The description sounds familiar.
Yeah. There is this long lingering shot of like oil palm plantation in the movie. And then Zahiril walks across the screen. The frame follows him for a while, and then it stops in the middle of the oil palm plantation. And then he walks off, and then the screen just stays there empty in the oil palm plantation for entah berapa lama, don't know how long. I feel like it's almost 5 minutes, but I mean, you know, it's an art house movie lah.
Okay.
And he just walks off, and then the camera doesn't follow him anymore, and he just stays there for like the longest time.
Okay. Wow.
I
So they come back to Shang-Chi. After that, they get into the bus where they have our first fight sequence where we discover this man can fight.
Oh, I was right after the movie, I watched the Corridor Crew's CGI artist react to
Shang-Chi. Yeah.
I did not know that, like, they had to do all that during pandemic. So all the CG was done at home.
Oh my god.
The CGI
at
this home was just spread out across the world. They were shooting in 5 different countries.
Holy shit.
To spread stuff out. And it sounded like such a fucking tough job.
It sounds fucking difficult.
Because when I saw the credits, I was like, what did they shoot in Australia? And that's when you realize, like, some of the studio stuff they had to do in Australia, some is in Canada.
And then New Zealand as well.
New Zealand.
Oh.
Like, wow, this is like worldwide.
Wow.
It's crazy.
But the bus sequence made me realize, because I've been seeing a few articles, which I have not opened up, but it's sort of going how Jackie Chan inspired
the sequences. And the choreographers were part of Jackie's team.
Oh, no wonder. Because
that's why you have the shirt, ties, all over the shirt, use the pole, use this.
Because
it's very Jackie.
A lot of the fight sequences, I'm like, this is very reminiscent.
Old school.
Especially in the bus, the sort of...
The bamboo as well.
Yeah, but the humor, the fight humor in the bus sequence was very Jackie Chan. Like the second he sat down next to the girl and went, hello. And then went off, I'm like, that's such a Jackie moment.
No, okay. And I'm sure everybody was feeling when she was typing away and then he takes the laptop. The laptop, I'm like, ugh.
I will say this about the fight sequences though. They're awesome, but okay, two things. Number one, GSE, you tolong calibrate your projectors and sound a bit. Gelap nak mampus, sakit mata.
Okay, alhamdulillah, bukannya aku saja. I was sitting there in Aurum and I'm like, okay, so
the keluar sign was brighter than the screen.
Yes,
you too.
There you go. Kat Aurum sial. Aurum tu yang mahal. Tau sebab aku tak nak banyak orang.
Brightness sikit boleh tak bang?
The keluar sign was like dimming the whole screen. Aku macam,
TGV?
Tak puas.
TGV, you did well. TGV, best.
Tapi GSC nampaknya gelap semakin cahaya. But yes, the bus fight scene, like, yeah, that was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like...
But that gloss that they put on it, like, sometimes you're like...
What gloss? Is
this, I don't know, because of the... Like, sometimes you're like, is that Simu? And then you look at the BTS, it is Simu.
Yeah, okay. He did all this.
That's, I mean, okay, there's some... one shot, like, there's a one flying kick he does, like, from one side of the bus all the way to the other, where I'm like, okay, like, even Liu Kang in the Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah. Itu kena stun lah.
That was, like, Mortal Kombat 1. Like, yeah. He just flew, like, But yeah, the sliding, because that was a full rig.
Yes.
Oh my god! Like when he gets out of gets out of the bus, scrambles on top, or like goes like around.
I saw
front.
The BTS sequence behind that. I was like, fuck, that's good all
job,
him.
Simu. Good job.
Yeah, he trained like nobody's business for this film, and it shows.
Because yeah, like I was saying earlier, like his presence really comes out when he's fighting. Like then you're like, that's Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
But the acting, however. Bit okay, more subdued. No, not that it's bad. It's not that it's bad. It's just
that he's next to Tony Leung.
Yeah, that's
and to a certain extent also Awkwafina. I'm sorry, but Awkwafina kind of she's
her energy levels are like
she steals the show.
Yeah,
she is. I mean, that is her role.
Yes.
You know, he is very like. It did make me go like, was this just the direction? Like, no, nobody look at me because I don't want anyone to know my past.
Yeah, I mean, but still looking very much looking forward to Simu in the next next Marvel offering. So
that one is, God knows when he's going to turn up again.
And we'll then find you out. Have, what's that Razor guy's name?
Is his name actually Razor Fist?
Razor Fist, right?
Because it's on his car.
Yeah.
Is he like a famous wrestler or something? Because I was like, why'd you hire this guy? He seems Caillou as hell.
No. And he's like one of the two only non-Asian like speaking roles in
but
the entire movie.
I am really
movie.
Curious, like, why him in particular? Is he an MMA guy?
Is he a WWE
guy?
You know, like, you couldn't get John Cena.
No, I don't think they could afford John Cena or Batista.
He's a boxer.
Okay.
He's a German-Romanian actor, model, and former heavyweight boxer. His ring name is Big Nasty.
Okay.
Oh, he played Victor Drago in Creed 2. The son of...
okay.
Yeah.
Hey?
Creed 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
He's also going to be in Borderlands.
Oh.
Yeah, as Krieg.
Oh.
Okay. Mm. But yeah, it was a bit stiff.
I totally forgot there's going to be a Borderlands movie.
Yes. Bit stiff, but serviceable.
Yeah. I mean, he's there for his fancy...
Yeah.
Razor fist, literally. As the nice henchman. Yeah. Like the second-in-command henchman type dude.
So then after the
Macau sequence
where they're on the plane explaining his past, and then would you like the beef?
Oh my god, that was the most inane air stewardess ever. Like, looks like there's no other.
Why would you even ask if someone wants the beef if you just told them you only have beef?
Yeah, exactly.
Just give them the fucking beef.
Well, I guess we'll just have beef then because you know that's all you have.
Macau,
and then like you know,
casinos
like,
and food stalls. It's apparently all Macau is about.
Yeah, I sit there going like, oh, it's like, hey, it's been.
But I also love
since
the...
I went to Macau. Oh, I should go back.
But I love that little call of like, you changed your name from Shang to Sean.
Sean,
because we know so many Chinese people whose English and Chinese name are practically the same.
He's like, hey, I was like 14.
Oh,
but it's all these small little things I'm like, fuck me.
And then fucker goes to like the address and without reading signs of fucking talent release form for fighting.
Yeah, it's like, you need to sign this to get in. fuck it, sure.
I know, like,
aren't you going, you're in a dodgy elevator, in a dodgy building, and you just...
And it's not like he can't read Mandarin.
Yeah, he can.
Like, you just sign
this... Did you practice your English? Sorry.
And then the doors open, and there's red-headed Ronnie Chang!
And I guess Ronnie taught some extra to say, Terimakase!
Yeah, exactly!
Eva had an idea, though, about that.
What?
Because it's a full mask.
Uh-huh.
She thinks that in different countries, that guy says a different language.
Oh, really?
Oh.
It could be done.
Yeah, sometimes they do that. Yeah.
So in Malaysian release, it's Terimakase. And then, you know, in like Japan, it's...
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because I was like, I wonder who's under that mask. But then...
Yeah, part of me was like, that's probably just Ronnie doing the ADR.
But then, if Ronnie was a true Malaysian, he would have said, Terimakase!
And he can't represent!
Oh, yeah. So
no. Okay. So I don't actually know much about Ronnie, aside from the fact that he's on TV.
Yeah.
And he studied in Singapore, but he lived in Johor.
Yeah, so he's a Johorian. So, yeah.
That's why the king of passport. Johor was like,
I had a passport.
And like, yeah, but then like, sometimes a bit like, all these, I love you, Bright. All these Johorians all educate Singapore. Like, but good for you, get better education.
So yeah, we're in this sort of fight club that they all talk about, because this fight club you can talk about, because everyone fucking knows about this fight club. And then
I'm like, what? There's some overpowered shit, man. Like, all these mutants and all these, like, you know, like, people with, like, inhuman abilities.
They need a place to fight, too.
Yeah.
I know. And then, tiba-tiba, you get the only other Asian person.
There's Wong.
I'm like...
Wong versus Abomination.
I'm like...
What guilds? Did he have
skills? Yeah, he mutated.
Oh, okay.
He continued mutating, apparently.
Because I was like, what is the guild?
And they're kind of friendly, too. It's like, see, next time, you don't fuck up so much. And
No, but I'm like, why is Wong fighting here? Like,
That'll either be explained in Spider-Man or the She-Hulk show. Because Abomination's in She-Hulk.
Right.
So it might be explained there. And I feel it's not going to take a 5-minute explanation. It's just going to take a one-line explanation.
Yeah, but so. I mean, although part of me felt like it was pandering a bit, like, much I'm like, oh, let's just put the only other East Asian representation in the Marvel universe. I think they're setting
up for something. No, they definitely... We'll talk about this later.
Abomination is in She-Hulk. I'm like, okay, well, if you have this scene, and Wong is friendly with Abomination, then I guess he's not the bad guy, or maybe he's like... You know, Tim Ross, like, I'm sorry I've been such a fucking cunt. I'll be better. He didn't sound like that in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't remember Tim Ross sounding like that in Incredible Hulk.
It's just, you know, back then Bruce Banner was a bit of a twat, but he looks different now. So, yeah, it's all right then.
and then Shang-Chi gets into the ring.
And stripped,
like, you know.
For no reason.
Where's your shirt?
To fight your sister.
Yes.
Like, well, I'm looking for Xu Xialing. Don't know.
That's her first role.
Huh?
Saw the casting in group chat. Okay lah, try lah. Dapat. Sakit hati tak? Sakit hati tak?
Is she American?
Chinese.
From China?
I can't remember. You can look it up. Yeah. But yeah, her IMDb's got one credit. Her IMDb's got three credits. Shang-Chi.
She's from China.
And the behind the scenes for Shang-Chi and the Hollywood access for Shang-Chi.
No, okay, she is a theater actress. She's done quite a bit of theater.
Okay.
And then, yeah, her only film is this film.
Okay, she's probably from Beijing.
She's Nanjing. Nanjing.
She went probably went to the Beijing.
Her mom
Shanghai
was an actor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She went to East 15.
She went to East 15. Every Asian actor goes to East
and the 15. Russian Institute of Theater Arts.
I went to East 17.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah.
Everything's
gonna... No. You know what? I'm not gonna hate on somebody for getting a lucky break like that. Like, macam, you know, like, some people just
You didn't even look for it. Saw your group chat. Oh, go casting. Okay, like, go lah. Hey, got Marvel movie.
She participated in China's Supergirl TV singing contest.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, la. So she plied the trade, lah. You know, participate.
And she has been doing Chinese musicals in theaters since 2013.
Ha, can lah. You know, she come with pedigree, can tupper. I mean, you know, we all stuck in different places in life.
Before,
who asked me, born in third world country.
Before being cast, she sent an audition tape for an unknown role in an unknown film for women who could speak both Mandarin Chinese and English. After being cast in Shang-Chi, she was trained intensely in martial arts stunt training. And during Shang-Chi's production, she took advice from co-star Ben Kingsley on the distinction between stage acting and camera acting.
Mm. Well, if anyone's going to give you a tip, it's Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
And met her husband on the set.
Yes, what? Yes. Yes, she
got
did.
Married what? On the set of Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
To who?
Her husband.
Well done.
You think I memorized his name?
No.
She married Yung Lee, an action designer on Shang-Chi, whom she met on the set of the film. Aww.
Aww.
Wait, no. The Shang-Chi cast and crew, including her co-stars Simu Liu and Awkwafina, hosted a surprise wedding reception for them at Disneyland.
Oh my god! What the fuck?
Wow.
I knew there would be something that she would be that would get her to react.
Wow, her stars really aligned for this fucking film.
This year is her year.
Yeah, man.
What animal is this year?
I don't know.
Are we tiger?
I don't know lah. We're not tiger yet lah. Somewhere monkey? Along the lines
dragon?
Of like...
Rat?
No.
Rat was last
no,
year.
No, rat was last year.
It was fitting.
Yes.
Rooster, I think. Or is it cow?
We've done cock already, right?
We're such bad Asians.
I know.
Such bad Asians.
Chinese. We but only anyway, know on Chinese New Year because the ox. Fucking animals are ox.
There? Told you. Ox. Okay, not cow.
So yes, we got to the fight club.
Yeah, and then...
Actually,
and
do you think at any point, like, Marvel's like, no, we need to release Shang-Chi in the Year of the Dragon. And then when they looked at it, like...
Yes, they probably did. They probably did.
Time from now.
They probably did at some point. And then they were like, hey, we missed a window. You don't say, brother, you missed your windows.
Because Shang-Chi coming out in the Year of the Dragon would
whoa!
Be...
So apps. So the sequel.
Unless the Sifu like, no, you cannot release Shang-Chi in the Year of the Dragon because the dragon is made of wood on that year. Oh, I don't know.
But then, and then it's a water dragon. But then they always say they care.
It has to be water dragon. So yeah, we get the fight sequence and then shit starts happening because Tony Leung is coming.
Yes. So go to the bamboo scaffolding.
Where there must be a stereotypical kung fu fight sequence.
Which again, I mean, it's number one, very Jackie Chan inspired.
Yes.
Number two, GSC, gelap nak mampus.
Oh, ya Allah. Like, I could barely read the postcard in the beginning. I didn't even know they were going to
scout.
I'm going to have to watch it again on a TV.
Ah, high five.
On my TV. Cause
high five.
Cannot lah.
I mean, I would rather go and watch it in the cinema. So maybe go TGV.
Yeah, TGV was fine.
Aku takut orangnya. Go class.
Oh, if you go in
Premier. Indulge.
You guys are seeing Dune in TGV, right?
IMAX, yeah.
IMAX. Okay, good. IMAX.
Because, if they fuck up calibration on IMAX, they can get into trouble. So,
you know what I'm worried about? There's going to be the same experience you guys had with what was the film that came out? Tenet.
Where the sound mix was fucking nuts.
Yeah, because that was the first film to come out after the lockdown.
Actually, you know what I think? The more I thought about it, the more I was like, maybe it sounds like this because there's so few people in the cinema. Because you know, like bodies absorb.
Absorption.
Yeah. So suddenly it's like so close. I'm like, oh my god, I can hear all the reverbs.
But it's also Tenet lah.
Yeah, Tenet.
Actually, now speaking about cinemas, GSC, did you feel like they replaced or reupholstered the chairs?
Hey bro, I went to Aurum. I didn't go to normal GSC.
Because it wasn't fabric chairs.
They might have.
It was
pleather.
They might have.
Because
it's easier to clean. It's better. It's very
so. Because I was like, squish.
Yeah. Squish. I mean, GSC also has MediClean. It's pure air purifiers for all their air.
My mic just suddenly went like, yeah.
Yeah, we're having mic issues right now with Nick. And the
fucking
screw for his mic is... Yeah, anyway, so yeah.
Unfortunately,
so then...
even though Kung Fu from China, very good. Microphone stand from China, not so good.
Small items. Small cheap items. You get what you pay for.
If you watch this on YouTube, my mic just literally went whop up. All of a sudden, I didn't do shit.
Whop up as in fall, because whop up is just a sound. It doesn't describe anything.
Whop up. So
yeah, so then
Tony Leung comes in, is like, ha. I am
my
your
son.
Father.
My son.
Let
my
us
son.
Touch foreheads.
Yeah, that's the most like.
You must come home with me. Yeah. Then they go
and
home.
Then they
and
do.
Then the very Asian, like, my son is home.
I know that. If I was home, like, Ngati is your son now, but like,
I bet
so
you all
proud.
The soldiers in their minds, like, fuck's sake.
No, but I mean,
we
again,
used to rule shit. Now we gotta find some mystical gate.
No. But I mean, it again, it also goes to show that he only, a part of it may not, now in retrospect, is like, my son is home. Totale?
Yeah.
Yes.
Your daughter ran away, started her own freaking empire because you were not going to give her your empire, right?
Even I cannot look at her look like the mother.
Mm. Oosh, sake hati lo.
To which the daughter was like, you know what, I'm fucking used to this by now. Like,
yeah.
Daughter's like, I practically don't exist.
And then you see the daughter's room though, and I'm like, you were a little emo kid, weren't you? Uh-huh.
I mean, come on. If you were neglected by your parent.
I was like, where do you live? Pallet?
Oh my god.
Am I right or am I right?
No. Yes. Palette, at least more colourful.
It was pretty colourful.
Yeah, not it was. Really. No, I mean like, okay, but anyway. Yeah.
And then you know, she goes to Aquafina, you know, yeah, just, you know, just if you don't say anything, then, yeah, you know, he'll just forget you're there.
Which is very Asian.
Oh, deep cut.
To which failed miserably at the dinner table because Tony now looks at him and goes,
American.
What's your Chinese name?
Which is such an Asian
thing.
Yeah,
it's
as well.
Such an Asian. If you're Chinese, you've got to have Chinese name.
This is my friend Katie. What's your Chinese? Wah.
Yeah.
And then goes into the whole like, Americans tried to steal my shit.
I love that. No, okay, so it was at that point that you can kind of imagine like when you see Trevor will be popping up already, lah. Like, the only reason they would reference
they called him the Mandarin. I'm like,
Why you name him after an orange?
I love that line.
Fruit orange, okay? Oh. Couldn't find out my name, so then, like, let's call him the Mandarin. He's a racist. So racist.
I was like, when he explained all that, I'm like, fucking Trevor. Was that the point where he talked about the wife's death? And that sequence of...
No. That one was... The gangster sequence was later. This one was the whole, you know, she's calling me.
Oh, yeah. I hear her.
And the
she
kids
wants
are
me
like,
to save her.
What?
Shit,
I love it.
Lost it.
I love it. Like, the whole, like, the kids wasn't even like...
Kids like, we thought it was fucked up before. Now he's hearing voices in
the grave.
I was like... No. I will prove it to you.
Yeah.
Give me your pendants.
No, like, he has the pendant.
He took them already.
Oh, yeah. No, but,
and he put them on the dragon.
Dragon, look, water.
And then, after all that, Dad, you fucked up!
Yeah.
Ha-doom! Don't disrespect me!
I go lock to jail. You up!
And then in jail.
When that happened, I'm like, for some reason, I don't know whether it's because we're actors, but the second that happened, I'm like, the fuck is doing breathing exercises, isn't he? Or vocal,
no, you know
vocal
what I mean,
warm-ups.
As if they suddenly hear from the back, it was brillig.
Or red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry.
And there
red
he
lorry,
is.
Yellow lorry.
About to recite Shakespeare.
Or zip zap. Zip
zap boing.
Zap boing.
With what? Him and Morris?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was such a... I fucking love that sequence.
Who gave him his fucking Liverpool scarf?
He probably kept it. He probably had it in prison.
He didn't. Wait. Yeah, in the short film, it was not like...
Did you look at his cell?
I mean, I thought they let him take stuff when they took him out.
Maybe he's like, please,
no,
may
maybe,
I have my
I mean, you know, he got into the boys' good graces, so then, like, you know, like, there's a whole... That whole story was very, like, okay, sure.
And then the producer got killed by Iron Man?
In any
other world, that's a weird thing to say.
How did you know he was an actual terrorist?
Yeah.
I thought it was for the BBC.
Yes! Oh my god, that line! I thought this was for the BBC.
I love it!
Oh, Trevor.
And then when Morris pops up,
where's his face? He's very sensitive about that.
Oh, he's so cute. Why can he speak to Morris?
Dunno.
Because he spent years.
Because he's simple-minded.
Or has the acid really fucked up his brain?
I think that is fair.
No, as an actor, you've got to learn multiple languages. So maybe
the thing goes.
You maybe opened your the acid opened his mind. You know, and as an actor, you need to open yourself to various experiences and frequencies.
Named it Morris.
I love it. I love it.
And then after that, they get into their clearly and Morris, sponsored BMW.
Morris. Morris knows how to get there, and Morris says we should go now.
Yes,
we're gonna steal the BMW.
Yep.
Yes.
And fuck with these people a bit because ninjas are coming out.
Yep.
And then
go through a bamboo maze. Stay in the pocket.
Stay in the pocket. Say stop saying.
Before that, they're sitting outside the bamboo forest, going.
How long do you have to wait?
Months, days, weeks. We've give been us here a timeline.
18 hours.
Well, Morris will tell us when. He says now. Oh, okay. You can go now.
And then they get through, and there's all these creatures. Holy shit! That was the thing, like seeing.
Oh wait! Before that, can we take a moment to acknowledge the instead of the fire sprinkling sparkly bottle is the water
sparkly bottle. Yes.
I was like, you guys CG team, you guys just using the algorithm the software for that one. You just instead of sparks, you put water right?
Of course. Yes, of course,
of course,
of course.
So then, these mythical.
And some of them, correct me if I'm wrong, Chinese folktale stories, yeah. Some of them came from there, right?
Some of them don't. I mean, the...
Because the seven-tailed fox, I know that
nine-tailed
fox.
Nine-tailed
fox,
I don't know how many tails they put. And then the lion. That one is...
Oh, I'm sorry, those two lions, yeah. I'm like...
The nine-tailed fox is in Japanese and Korean as well.
And then the burning birds.
Are those birds on fire?
That's a weird looking horse.
I mean, here's the thing, like, to see...
It's a chilling, for God's sakes.
Asian mythical creatures done at that level of budget. You know, because I'm like, okay, every once in a while, like some CG movie comes out from Hong Kong or China, but I mean, this was a whole other fucking scale. Yeah.
Like those two lions that are always outside a temple. I'm like, for them to come to life, I'm like, holy shit.
So very, and yeah, they, okay, they don't look real, but none of these creatures are real. Because at first, when I saw like glimpses of them in online, I'm like, this looks a bit fake. But then it's like, well, what the fuck is it supposed to look
like? Yeah, exactly. They're all from our mythological stories. Yeah. And then
they get to Talo and then they're like, fuck off!
No, I'm like, I didn't know Yunhua was in this.
Huh?
The actor Yunhua?
What was his name in the
movie? Wang Bo.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. But yeah, he was in the film. I mean, he's a damn famous TVB actor.
That face is so familiar.
Yes, I'm like, it's you!
Represent!
Fuck off!
Dato' Michelle Yeoh comes out.
Yes!
To go, I am your auntie. I will explain everything that has been missing in the plot for the past 1 hour.
Yes, I am your small auntie.
And look, it just so happens we have a whole diorama of the history of our place.
We have been preparing for this exposition for 1,000 years.
Very convenient. I mean, a lot of things are very convenient. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like, we're not going
into
expecting
Minari. I was really
hoping,
though, when they were talking about like all these places fell... I was really...
Cutscenes?
No, I was really hoping for one sequence. Either in that or when the old guy was like saying like, no, go home. I just wanted them to reference like, the last time we let outsiders in, it was in Kunlun. See what happened to that place? You know, I just wanted one Iron Fist reference. Like,
you're not going to get that.
Last time we let Americans inside...
No, but
we got Danny Ren. And now there is no more Immortal Iron Fist. The fucker put it in guns. What kind of stupid shit is this?
The rage. But then, see, Kunlun is on our plane of reality. And Talo is not.
Not really.
Really?
There's also a gate and you go through
okay, then.
Mystical stuff.
I guess it's another it's another East Asian alternate reality.
Or at least they're like, parallel what about universe. Kunlun? Oh no, that was attacked by ninjas. What? Yeah, it's a long story.
We do not talk about Kunlun.
Yeah.
And then after that, Michelle Yeoh goes, this was left for you by your mother. She knew you'd be superheroes. Yeah.
But your sister got a white color one.
I know. I've been like disappointed.
And then here's also the thing.
For contrast.
She left this for you, knowing exactly what your sizes will be.
Yes.
No, it's magic, so it's adaptable.
Look at her shrine. We paint everyone like 80s Hong Kong comic. Yes.
And have orchid.
And then,
even though orchid is not really part of the...
Yeah.
Just like every 80s film. Montage. of training learning montage. To fight. Training montage.
Training montage to fight.
And of course, with every training montage, there has to be the one person who cannot do things and then can do things.
Yes. Yeah.
Bow and arrow.
Yeah. And I guess I'm going to go deliver bows and arrows then.
Yes. Auntie, you... my mother was the only one that could beat him. Show me. I will show you once and you will understand everything.
No, but also this. Also this. Come, auntie, let me help you. Nah, you take, you go.
I guess I'm going to go deliver arrows now.
Go. Okay. It's the same. And then arrows, like, chili, whatever.
Yeah. And then like, macam, let her shoot. Huh? Really? Ah? Oh, okay.
And then, of course, flashback. Mother tried to save family.
Ah, yes. Right.
So then, Tony Leung comes back. And decides, I must put on blazer with rolled up sleeves again.
No. Tony Leung comes back motherfuckers up. With groceries.
Yes.
And they must drop the plastic bags. Yes. Again, I don't know why that was such an Asian thing that he came back with white plastic bag.
I'm sorry, him in a double breasted suit with the sleeves rolled up was like,
fucking
80s. Damn
80s gangster.
That's right.
When he went to get revenge for his wife. And then that scene shot where you see it only through the mirror, my man.
But yes, that double-breasted jacket with the sleeves up to here with the rings.
Needed a cigarette. One cigarette there. That's just hanging, never touches it.
Doesn't even need to be lit.
No. Or a toothpick.
Toothpick.
Oh, they could have done it. Oh, Disney, Marvel, you missed out.
And you know, and it's the typical, like, stand there.
Yeah.
But no la. Tony's character a bit too suave la.
More refined.
Yeah, it's a bit more refined.
Like, he goes there,
it
looks at you.
It needs to be the cigarette la, if you want to put
and breaks the fucking table in half. Oh, that sequence.
I need to see that movie again, man. Like, that is to really fully enjoy all of the things.
I'm definitely going to watch this again.
And then they train.
And then you must fight like your mother, because your mother know how to fight.
Yes. And you must how do fight. I fight like my mother?
You must fight with the open fist. You must know who you are.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, okay. You just open fist and do this.
Yeah. Qigong. Yeah. Qigong.
Wow, you learn quick.
Very good. Yeah. Your father has trained you well. I mean, well enough technically. Yeah. But then not there.
I remember Tai Chi. My mom taught me when I was a child.
My mom also taught me Tai Chi.
She just moved my hands around like this.
Yeah, I actually like that. and then Kai Tai Chi's his own mic. And I like that whole thing. I think Simu's bucket list, I think, is set already. I get to fight with Tony Leung. Mm-hmm. I get to fight with Michelle Yeoh. I get to be guided in the fight by Michelle Yeoh. I'm like,
he gets to ride a dragon.
Yes.
Damn, son. Damn.
His father is Tony Leung.
In the movie. Who invited him to go skiing. Yeah, but then could not laugh because pandemic. COVID. Because I hope the invitation is still open. Tony, please, I want to see pictures of you and Simu on the mountain, and then Simu is like, you know, wiped out, and then you stand laughing there above him.
Because Tony Leung clearly watches and listens to Geek Simu.
Tony arrives and goes, "Get out of my way! My wife is behind that gate."
Yeah.
No, your wife is not there. She's not there.
She
anymore.
Is calling me.
You cannot hear.
Ayo. But okay, I mean, okay, before we, like, the fact that the only thing that's motivating him, which is why I don't categorize him as a villain, is because he suffered loss. This is a story of grief.
Yeah.
He is a man that just wants his wife back.
Yeah. I felt okay, but a part of me feels that they could have done a bit more on that. We see snippets of it, of what he sees, like, you know, like the wife going there, you know, I'm so close, you know, please come and free me, you know. But I felt maybe it's a direction, maybe it's a choice, maybe because Simu was actually playing it quite small, that they couldn't allow Tony, because I'm sure Tony could have brought so much more depth than he did. I'm sure he was also
He was doing the more restrained role.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I could imagine if it was Chow Yun Fat, he'd be like, "Give me back my wife!"
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I felt this was also Tony at like a level 6.
Of course.
You know, like, macam, like, just a bit more, Tony cannot. It's a 7 or an 8?
Because we know the level that Tony can go.
If he had a cigarette, it would be level 7.
Ay, yo, fucking cigarettes.
No, please. If it was a cigarette, it'd be level 10, level 9 already, okay? Like, come on, please.
So, yeah. Because
for some reason, you just put Tony smoking a cigarette. It's suddenly like, I feel something. What?
The movie,
why the fuck?
The movie is done. The movie is done.
So, yeah. We get the fight.
Has anyone done like a 10-hour YouTube video of just Tony smoking? ASMR of Tony Leung smoking
with mood in the
Google in the mood for love in the background,
in the mood for love ASMR. I'm sure got one.
There's a 10-minute supercut and part 2, which is a 10-minute of just Wong Kar Wai smoking scenes.
But, yes. But don't smoke, kids.
No, don't smoke.
Yeah. Yes.
The entire third act is. And here's the thing. At first, I was worried because, like, the scale of it, I was like, this better not be like Black Panther's third act. You know,
what do you mean?
Black Panther's third act fight wasn't that, you know, like,
because there was so much going on.
There was also, like, it was two CG characters fighting for most of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, so because it's not like a huge army, I was like, this better not look like that Black Panther fight with the janky rhinos. And thankfully it didn't. It looked pretty badass. Like, you could follow the action. It was action that was plotted.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Maybe it's because of the screen. I still felt it was very small and restrained. I still felt that it was like, I guess I also wanted to see more, which I think I did.
Yeah, but then the second dragon half of the pops fight. Up to
yeah,
fight
yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh no, let's not forget, because we got the Tony Leung and Simu fight. Then I punch you into the water, and then
that was a bit.
He was like, "You were never there for us." Like, you what? Let your mother die and did nothing. Like, oh,
I know, man. I'm like, he's been keeping that on his vest. Yes. I'm like,
he was 8. What the
seven? Fuck, he was seven.
I had trained you to be a fighter.
No, he didn't.
He only trained him after the mom died. It's like, fuck this garden. It's a fighting ground.
Yeah, and then he went like, you know, like, you know, will you help me avenge your mother? Will you help me bring back the 10 rings for what it was? And I was like, yes. That was the only, before that he had a normal childhood.
That's true. Oh yeah, so that's true. A DDR like, childhood.
What is he going to do? What? Dance them to death?
Yeah, like, all he knew was freaking qigong, and it's not as if like the mother taught him a lot of qigong and like, you know.
And you see how many gangsters came in?
Yeah.
First there were 5, and then like 10 more come in.
I'm like, oh, sweet. Are you kidding? Like, but like, yeah, when he said that line, I'm like, you have been keeping that very close to your, like, my job. And then at that moment, you go like, okay, la, I can see why you have come to this point, you know, that whole poignancy of like, I gave up the world.
Yes.
He literally gave up his entire world. It's like, I found someone I can grow old with. Wow, liao, motherfucker. This man has been immortal for thousands of years,
but
and
it
he
does
says,
not excuse give... the fact that, oh, you lose it once. Okay, la, fucking go mental.
I mean, the warlord was in there all along. Yeah. La. I mean,
it just needed to come back out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go so nuts. I'm going to drown my own child.
Yeah. Yeah. Papa, but he didn't drown because suddenly, air bubble.
Then more air bubble.
Air bubble. And then, my eyes are open. I see dragon.
Yes, and the dragon's like, hello. If you punch my heart like Danny Rand, I'm going to fuck you up.
I wish it was more pomp and circumstance on that, though. Like, I wish...
You wanted, like...
No. I wanted, like, a more, like... No. I wanted a bigger sense of predestination. You know, like you no.
Cabbage.
What the fuck? Lettuce, not cabbage. Oh, laser toy. Okay, excuse me. Oh, Yao Mak, for God's sakes.
Some fat guy holding the sun.
No, like, I just wanted more sense of, like, you know, you are the chosen one.
I need some parallel place logs for me to balance on.
Yeah, because I guess the awakening of the dragon was a bit convenient.
a fucking dragon came out of the lake.
No. It's not the effects a problem. It's the whole predestination. Like, he is the chosen one.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I just...
we've known that from, like, the beginning.
It would be nice if there was a bit more.
Hmm.
I guess.
But yes. Okay. Dragon, come out of water.
Anyway, dragon, come out of water.
Fight the demon bird.
Oh, wait. By this time, his father already... All the way across.
Bang the wall. To get my wife out.
And then one of the baby demons.
Demons are coming out. And he's like,
he's not noticing at all.
That's not my wife.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I know you fight demon before. You
cannot see a demon. And then when the big demon comes out. Wow, you got my wife's voice, huh?
Hey, they want choke up. They want choke up anticlimactic low. Choke up anticlimactic low. No, but okay, then
those demons though, is that part of mythology or is that like just a Marvel thing?
I think that one is
because it kind of looked like Cthulhu.
It seems like a Marvel thing. It seems that like one's a, probably Marvel a Marvel thing.
You wanted Fing Fang Foom to come out of there with his fucking underpants in.
Yeah.
You wanted purple dragon versus water dragon.
Yes.
So when the mini demogorgon things flew across the pond.
Oh, and they're like, we have to work together. No one!
Over! One.
Yes, okay!
We won now! Please help!
I love that! That was amazing!
Because
okay, yeah.
Razor Fist tried to slice them, and every time he sliced, it regenerated.
I have to say. That was like, yeah. It didn't even regenerate. It just like, whoop, away from his knife.
And then, we'll work together, okay? And then, kill, I do worry
about the dragon they got all those scales from, though. I mean, there's some buck-naked dragon somewhere who's like, fuck me.
No, I think that dragon is the only one, right?
So they just took all the scales from this one dragon?
No, but he's still got scales.
He's shedding. Shedding, you know? Like serpent? Like
okay.
Reptile?
Okay, 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 that
so
makes
the
sense.
Skin, yeah, okay, yeah. So it's all nice, shiny, and new. You know, like bok also,
the
you know?
The dragon got bulu as well, no? You know?
Asian dragon, we're going to need to start
speeding this up because I need to go to work.
Okay.
But yes.
But it's like half koi, half snake, but got bulu.
Yeah, like Asian dragons are like that one.
Yeah, Asian dragons are like that one.
No, I mean like the way they CG'd the colors. You know, it looked pretty.
Yes.
So then we got Simu Liu with Never Ending Story.
Yes.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, much of Never Ending Story.
But also, Simu versus Tori Leung. Blue rings, red rings, blue rings,
gold rings.
Yeah. And then, I have all the gold rings. I drop to floor because I have honor.
Yes.
Yes, I cannot.
I'm going to kill you. No,
I cannot kill my father.
You,
then,
my daddy.
Then the gigantic one, let me out, Vongzhou, let me out. And then Tony Leung sees.
Now I shall save my son.
And then you have the. My name is Awkwafina. Five.
Aim for the throat.
Boom. Not bad for someone who just learned archery in
8 hours. I'm like, great.
If you aim at nothing, you hit nothing.
Oh, I didn't read that. Like, I was trying to understand. Sometimes the Chinese ran away from
but
me.
But I'm like, also, if you aim at something, doesn't mean you always hit it, no.
But she was pretty good at it.
Yeah
she was alright. So they killed the bad guy monster.
The dweller.
And what I appreciated is like, you know how always after this sort of like chaos war sequence, we're like, oh, we won, we defeated. This was like, no, people died.
Yeah.
And then it literally went from the end of the battle to we will honor.
Yes.
I'm like, really? I like that. Yeah, it went straight into the honoring of the lanterns and all that.
Oh,
there was no Ewok party sequence.
There was no party sequence. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
After, motherfuckers died.
Because, yeah, people just died.
Yep.
Why after every battle people are like, ah, we won, but like, there's a field of fucking bodies.
Oh, no. End of Harry Potter. They didn't even celebrate him. It was great, Harry. You beat him. We're all fucked up right now, so it's just...
So we're just going to fast forward the story for the stupid epilogue that everybody hated.
Go break the fucking wand. And
So yeah, this is honor my dad and my mother.
So then they go back, tell the story to their friends. Friends like, what the fuck is it?
And then all of a sudden, there's Wong.
And then I'm like...
Who's all like, Shang-Chi? He's a fucking barista.
Shang-Chi?
I got a hazelnut latte for Shang-Chi. I'm Shang-Chi. Okay, this way.
No, I love it. He's like, I'm here, present. Present! I'm like, so schoolboy. So schoolboy.
Come, lie.
But present.
And then, of course, they have a meeting and...
We have no idea where this is from.
Bruce Banner?
Oh, yeah. Okay, post-credit. Yeah, this is after
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. After there, that, there we are get two post-credits, guys.
After we get this, I mean, we get the credits, which is all in water.
Yes.
Because water's a huge theme in this film. Mm-hmm. And then we get the post-credit sequence where there's Brie Larson and Mark Ruffalo.
Interesting to see that Brie Larson is still going to be Captain Marvel.
And now Ruffalo, her long hair's back.
And Mark Ruffalo isn't Brainy Hulk. He's Bruce Banner with a sling.
And gray hair.
Which makes you go, what'd you do in She-Hulk? What
yeah.
did you do?
Yeah, you see, this again, this ties to She-Hulk. I've had a lot of feelings because Mark Ruffalo did confirm that he's going to be in She-Hulk. And on the set, he was in a sling.
Mm.
So I was like, what? This is definitely going to be
tied what's
somehow.
In the sling?
Yeah, it's what's in the sling? Yeah, and then they're like, there's something within this point. What does this point do?
It's a homing beacon. And it's calling out to something.
And actually, Captain Marvel, I thought she'd still be around because she is going to help bring in for Miss Marvel.
Oh, no, yeah, no. For me, it was, this. I guess you're still going with Brie Larson. It was more of, I guess you're still going with Brie Larson.
But yeah, she has to pass the mantle on to Miss Marvel. But I love how she's like, Bruce will give you my numbers.
I don't fucking know her numbers.
She does this all the time. Then he disappears, and then we get the second post-credit sequence.
I was afraid. I was like, wait, I do. Because you know, you need to, the setup is at the dinner, at drinks, you know, they go like, yeah, so where's the sister of yours? Oh, she's back in Macau. She's back at the compound, you know, dismantling the 10 rings.
Then turns out
she has vandalized her dad's fucking office
with graffiti. Lots of colored graffiti because still she's in the like, emo phase.
And she
88 Rising is moving in. We got to make it look presentable.
she's installed. She's upgraded everything. Installed comm towers, solar panels.
She's about to drop her latest mixtape.
Yeah, yes. training women assassins.
Yes,
because with dope dance sequences.
One of which looks like she is actually wearing a COVID mask.
Oh shit, I didn't notice that.
That was one. The first one you see, and I'm like, did you run out of ninja masks? Just she's wearing one anyway. Just keep it on. Okay.
I hear rain.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, thankfully, I closed windows.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway,
that was our little recap review of Shang-Chi.
I mean,
if you've listened to this, you've essentially spoiled the whole movie for yourself. So for me to tell you, please go watch the film, is a bit redundant.
I mean, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that unless we say it's a spoiler-free episode, we just describe the whole movie in our own unique way.
Which is very rare to have a spoiler-free episode.
I mean,
overall, I think it's a great movie representation.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It speaks, you know, so some of the things people are talking about, like, would be that people, so I think some people were expecting it to be an Asian-American story. But it brings it so much to Asia that they feel like it doesn't tell an Asian American story.
I don't know. To me, it feels like an Asian American that's connecting back to his roots.
Yes, because
you know what I mean,
Tony Leung.
Yeah, but then it's the whole like oh, you know, why does he have to connect back to his roots? Why can't he just be an Asian American?
Because there's no magical place in America.
Yes, there is.
Las Vegas.
Because the last time they wanted to tell a story like that, we got Danny pitching Rand.
You were never letting that go, are you?
He couldn't fight!
He had guns.
How is he the immortal Iron Fist when his fist's not even that iron? And then every time, like, oh, I'm going to use the Iron Fist. Let me concentrate my chi for 5 fucking minutes. Oh, shit. Everyone's like, wait. Okay, we're good. Oh, fuck. Like, every time, just like, ooh. And then sometimes, tak keluar.
I want Shang-Chi now to be the Immortal Iron Fist.
I think, because they have been saying, like, the Netflix characters are going to be coming back. They're setting up something. But there's been no word, because they mentioned Jessica Jones. They've mentioned the Punisher. They mentioned Daredevil.
We've got official word. Yeah, that's true.
Luke Cage
also haven't heard anything.
But we've got official word on Daredevil. That apparently there's a series called Echo.
Yes.
That's coming out, which will feature some of the Daredevil characters, which will then move on to their own sort of spin-off series featuring the OG Daredevil cast.
Mm.
Which I'm like, yes.
Echo was deaf or mute, I can't remember. But yeah, it was another person with a disability, but the other senses were heightened.
Mm.
But D'Onofrio has constantly said, I would come back to play Kingpin in a heartbeat.
But that's the thing.
Fuck yes.
The people that there's been word about is Daredevil, Punisher and Jessica Jones. But Danny Rand and Luke Cage, I mean, you could bring Luke Cage back, but I'm like, you either recast Danny Rand or you teach that motherfucker how to fight. Because that was disappointing.
Yes.
When his so-called sidekick could fight better than you, you're like, the immortal Iron Fist, how did you even punch this dragon in the heart in the first place?
Luck. But yes, to close it off, because I have to head to work.
Yep.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you can head to our Spotify or anywhere that you get your podcasting needs. If you're listening to this, you can head to youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia. We've got a few video projects coming out, so stay tuned for that. And of course, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Geeks in Malaysia. And if you'd like to give us some love, you can head to ko-fi.com/geeksinmalaysia. And with the rain coming...
My name is Amina Chen.
I am Nick Dorian.
And I'm Carol Limbaugh.
Keep geeking out, yo.
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.